Yo. All right. Great. Super quiet. This is an unshow. Sorry, it's actually a double unshow because it's the second unshow in a row. The reason for that, without devolving into a bitch cast, the reason this is a double unshow is because around Deadpan Studios, we've had yet another computer failure. So far, you know, it looks okay for the hard drive, but yeah. So I had a really good conversation with Ed from Texas Recorded, and actually I'm going to have to fish that off of the old hard drive. Yes, I know that there are lots of people out there who are dealing with stresses. Lots of people even in the Deadpan inner circle who are dealing with stresses on a far grander scale than technical difficulties with laptops, but it still is awfully frustrating. And you know what? I will say, I will play the tiny violin just for a moment, that there's some really important, really irreplaceable stuff on that laptop. In fact, the hard drive is to put photos, writings, music, that kind of stuff. But we'll see. I'll hold out hope. Anyway, enough griping, enough grousing. Thank you for tuning into the Unshow. One of the things that Ed from Texas and I discussed was the Palooza. And voting's actually been pretty good. But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't, if you have not yet voted, that you shouldn't contribute. Really quickly, what the Palooza is that we all get together and do our own very special treatment of a film or, you know, just some kind of work out there. And it's always something kind of cool and obscure or semi-obscure and exciting. We only have three candidates to vote for this time around. Those are Blade Runner, and of course that can encompass the Philip K. Dick novel, to Android Stream of Electric Sheep, upon which it was based, where the other candidates are The Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai Across the Eighth Dimension, or something like that, and High Fidelity, the Dick Hornby novel, and the John Cusack film based on that. Anyways, go out and vote. December 13th is when the voting shuts down. Ed from Texas and I discussed it, but you can't hear that, and actually nobody can hear it right now, because on a hard drive. All right, Milky Way break, and then we're going to read some comments. Wow, this sounds absolutely atrocious. But hey, I guess I'm grateful that we have this computer to work with and all. Lost Ralph says, good thing the dragons didn't escape and burn down the boat. Espy says, late addition to UHF Palooza, www.advocate.com/news/daily_news/2011/11/16/Victoria Jackson launches anti-gay talk show. DJ Bunny says, he has shaving cream on his ear. Reaper says, cough up with Terra Nova last night in the last two episodes, I think brought it back a bit because it added some ongoing story. There is finally a hook. I want to see what is going to happen in the next few shows. Vanamon says, presumably with the help of autocorrect, it's very good if you have bad teeth. Naked, the meat goes soft. And the reply from Uther was, naked, the meat goes soft. I'm sure it's a typo, but it doesn't make it any less glorious. The next comment, randomly chosen, is also from Uther. And wow, this is a long one. That's good, though. Not a problem. Used Hair says, it matters because it is and always seems to have been the underlying aspect of making movies. The people who decide what movies get made are interested in how much money they will make from the venture. Thus, what was successful before is what will make money again. This is why we have been entirely flooded with remakes, reimaginings, etc. Yes, every plot can potentially be linked back to something else. Family Guy is just a rip-off of The Simpsons, which is just a rip-off of The Flintstones, which is just a rip-off of The Honeymooners, which is just a rip-off of The Bickersons. But in each case, something new and interesting was done with it. At its heart, what I consider really original movies like Memento are still just the same old plot. Husband tries to track down wife's killer. But it's done in such a novel way that I have a reason to want to watch it. What interesting novel, new aspect, have they put on haywire? What incentive have they provided me? None that I can see from the trailer. They've gone out of their way to make it look exactly like every other movie of that trope, so that the maximum amount of people that have already proven they like this kind of movie will also want to go see this movie. It's important because I'm sick to death of having one out of 100 movies be something that isn't a remake. Fourth movie in a series, your favorite show from the 70s or 80s put to the big screen, comic book character X, or a cookie-cutter action flick with the same damn plot I just saw 3 times last year. And I say this knowing full well that I like movies with comic book character X, and I just went to see, and enjoyed, Puss in Boots, theoretically Shrek 5. I'm just saddened that there are really fantastic movie ideas out there that we could be having, but will never be made because it's more of a financial risk than something that's already proven. Just as Joe says, okay, so since I live in a vacuum and I have no idea what Skyrim is, ellipsis, every time you mention it, my mind has no choice but to go there. And then he has a funny smile. Ed from Texas says, damn you, free software, why you no work? And the first of the week, Vanamon says, you don't get many of them to a pound. All right, you know what, I do have some wonderful content in the tank for when Deadpan gets back, hopefully next week, which, yes, I'm aware, if you're listening to this upon fresh release, yes, that's the day before the American Thanksgiving. But I'm still hoping that we get a full-length episode out. If not, oh, you know what, I'm sorry, I'm thinking out loud as I'm podcasting. No, probably not next week, but maybe. If not, however, then definitely next week, for fuck's sake. Anyway, I do have wonderful content, but I still would love to get more from you. You can call the voicemail line and tell funny stories. That number is 480-788-JMDP, 480-788-JMDP, or email stuff to me, MP3s or any kind of recordings you want. Everybody can record files now. It's the future. Send me the files at sphericaljackm@gmail.com. And actually, this came up on the comments page. A new meme that we're thinking about, which actually, I'd said that we should do this after the Palooza, but we can get it started whenever. If you feel inspired and want to get started, then by all means, go right ahead. This is not about Deadpan or Deadpan Past, but this is about our lives since Deadpan started. Deadpan started in the year 2006, which, as of the time of this recording and release, it's almost 6 years ago, about 5 years ago. So tell me how you and your life have changed in the last 5 or 6 or so years, you know, since the beginning of 2006, really. If you want to change the dates to make your story more interesting, then by all means, go right ahead. I probably will respond to this myself. However, that will probably be an entire episode for it. There's a lot has changed for me since 2006. But anyway, think about it. Even if you don't call into it, think about it. And all right, you know what? Finally, let's end this thing. As always, I feel like I've been saying this, you know, since episode number 2. But I appreciate your patience, and I appreciate you sticking with Deadpan. And you know what? I appreciate all of you who kind of jumped in the last day. It's been very quiet on the comments page, and I, you know, personally, you know me, I would love to see the conversation pick up again and get to the same level of participation as the past. Of course, I know everybody's incredibly busy, including me, but I appreciate all of you. I appreciate the Energizer Bunny or DJ Bunny's contributions with movie play-by-plays to kind of help to spike the numbers a little bit, but you know, I'd enjoy the conversation getting back to somewhere near where it once was. But all that said, I appreciate what you do, and I appreciate your patience with Deadpan's many hiccups, and my personal life's many hiccups over the years that have caused Deadpan to skip feet from time to time. So alright, let's shut this thing down. We'll actually throw some content in. It is an unshow, but, you know, an unrelated thought. There ought to be an Expendables type of all-star B-movie starring Tim Thomerson, Christopher Lambert, Michael Ironsides, the late great Brian James, Mark Hamill, Mark Singer, Lance Henriksen, Eric Roberts, Tracy Walters, Dick Miller, Emilio Estevez, Bruce Campbell, and a black guy. And written and produced by Richard O'Brien, of course. Deadpan is the way. Good night, Mush.